Hello and welcome. I'm Dr. Kenitra Bryant, and today's motivational aim targets, executing endurance. For those who are tuning in for the first time, I want to let you know that over the past several podcast episodes, I had the opportunity to share with listeners the key targets associated with living a life determined to follow Jesus. This podcast series was inspired by a Bible plan I was able to write some years ago entitled Determined to Follow Jesus, which is available on my website, drkenitrabryant.com, and on the YouVersion Bible app. And as I near the end of this Bible study, I think I stated earlier that this Bible study was originally 8 days, but I'm providing a bonus day, so overall it will be a 9-day Bible study for individuals to listen to and receive some encouragement, all whilst reflecting on some key targets where we can all improve individually and collectively. I encourage you to go and listen to the other episodes under the Determined tag to get a full scope of what was discussed so that this can serve as a resource of encouragement for you as you live a life determined to follow Jesus. So today I want to focus on the importance of exhibiting endurance as we all live a life determined to follow Christ. Endurance is defined as the ability to withstand hardship or adversity. So a person who exhibits endurance is able to endure or bear something. It can be an issue or a situation with patience, and they continue on in a specific task, assignment, or situation. They keep going and they don't give up. Even when there are times where giving up could be an option, they continue on. They continue pressing forward till the end because they not only want to see what the end will be, they understand the importance of enduring the trial because there are some key lessons, some key targets, some key principles, and some key developmental experiences that will bless that person who is living the life of endurance. And not only will it be a blessing for the person enduring, but it will also bless the individuals who that person who's enduring the trial, whoever they impact or influence. So this could be directly with somebody they know, or it can be later on down the line where generations benefit from that person executing endurance as they followed Jesus. I believe individuals who are listening can agree on that when somebody has a goal and it's something worth having, something that's really great in that person's mind or their eyes, they have to operate on a level where they're executing endurance in order to achieve the goal. For example, if somebody wants to lose weight, endurance is required because there will be some exercises that somebody might not want to do. They don't like it, but they understand that those exercises are beneficial and conducive to one's weight loss goal. And also, one might not like consistently working out several days out of the week for a specific period of time, but they understand that they have to execute endurance in order to maintain some type of schedule to get their body on track so they can achieve their goal. Another example that I could use is someone training for something. It could be somebody training for some type of athletic position, a professional position, an academic position, or something. They're training for something. Whenever you train for anything and you're serious about training for it, endurance is required because there are a variety of skills one must learn in order to achieve their targeted goals. Without endurance, one will possibly either give up because they don't understand the value and the grit it takes to get something done. And then if they do give up and they don't execute endurance, they are missing out on some valuable lessons that are associated with endurance. So if a trial comes or a trial appears, they either dip out because they don't want to handle it, but that only stunts one's developmental growth. Because if you don't get a lesson the first time, I'm telling you, it's coming back again in some type of way. And it just keeps coming back. So that's why it's important to execute endurance so you can just get through it, even though it's difficult. But at least you're learning and you're learning those key things the Lord wants you to know. But if you just stop and just put a halt to what you're trying to do that's important, you're going to have to learn the lesson a different way. And when we do that type of thing, when we try to stop or get out of what God's trying to teach us according to His curriculum for our life, we are setting ourselves back. And not only do we set ourselves back, we set back what God wants to do through us and to us. So executing endurance is key. It is vital. It is serious. And if you just think about your life, I'm pretty sure you can come up with several areas in your life where you have to execute endurance and how it's key. One might need to execute endurance when raising their children in a God-honoring way. Somebody else might need to execute endurance in their marriage, in their financial goals, in their academic goals, in their health-related goals, in their personal God-honoring goals. Somebody might need to execute endurance as it relates to their interactions when they deal with people. And most importantly, we will all need to execute endurance when we follow Jesus. That is paramount, because life is not a game. And when one elects to follow Jesus, challenges are presented before us daily. Obstacles seek to stop our progression. And some people knowingly and unknowingly do things. They say things that will hurt you, displease you. And they could be mocking you, harassing you, rejecting you. But no matter what it is, we have to execute endurance through it all. We have to, especially when we know without a doubt that Jesus is the only option and He's the only true option. So we have to endure or give up. But giving up means that we're not going to follow Jesus. So if you're determined to follow Him, you really have no choice but to endure and keep going. And this is similar to what happened with Mary, the mother of Jesus. And I am about to read Luke, the first chapter, in the 26th through the 38th verse. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man named Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came to her and said, "Greetings, favored woman, the Lord is with you." But she was deeply troubled by this statement, wondering what kind of greeting this could be. Then the angel told her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Now listen, you will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end." Mary asked the angel, "How can this be, since I have not had sexual relations with a man?" The angel replied to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. And consider your relative Elizabeth. Even she has conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month for her who was called childless. For nothing will be impossible with God." "I am the Lord's servant," said Mary. "May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel left her. So after reading this passage of scripture, you can clearly see Mary was favored and the Lord placed a special assignment in her for her to fulfill. Mary would be carrying Jesus. She would be carrying our Lord and Savior. And not only was she carrying Him, she was determined to follow Him. So wherever Jesus was, Mary was also. Now, this is a dynamic principle and illustration, but it is encouragement for us. Now, the Lord didn't call you to be the mother of Jesus, but He did call you to be a disciple, and that is a follower of Jesus, and that means carrying Him everywhere you go and following Him as you imitate His character as it's displayed and illustrated in His word and in His way. And if Mary did it, we can too. But in order for Mary to go through what she went through, she had to execute endurance. Mary was highly favored and blessed by God, and God committed a blessing on her, and God had a specific task for Mary to endure and follow. And Mary took on the task to follow Jesus and carry Jesus right where she was. But that doesn't mean she didn't go through any issues. And I just want to say this because some people have a misconception that just because you carry Jesus and you follow Jesus, you don't go through anything. That is absolutely crazy. It's absurd. And it's very dismissive. Because some people, not everybody, but some people believe that since you follow Jesus, you choose to live your life a certain way, that the issues that they go through because they're not following Jesus at the time, or they choose and pick where they want to follow Jesus, they don't want to do it wholeheartedly. And I'm not judging anybody like that, but I'm just saying some people, not everybody, but some people, they want to pick Jesus up when they want to pick him up. But they don't want to carry him or follow him in every area and aspect of their lives, no matter how uncomfortable it is. So they look at somebody like you or like me or like somebody else who's determined to follow Jesus, and they get upset. And they say, oh, I don't want to talk to you about X, Y, and Z because you don't go through anything. And that's a lie. Just because I don't go through the things, or you don't go through the things that these people are choosing to go through, and then they're reaping the consequences of their actions, and they see, well, this is a result of what I did because I was not following Jesus. They look at somebody who is following Jesus and say, oh, you don't go through nothing. That is a lie. That is a lie. And when people say those type of statements, it just lets you know also, you haven't been listening to me. I've been telling you about all these things that I've been encountering, been going through for X amount of years because I'm choosing to follow Jesus. You see it's difficult and you telling me, oh man, I ain't doing that, man. I can't endure anything like that. Boy, that's kind of heavy. I'm telling you that stuff, and then you tell me when you go through your little stuff, and these are situations you chose. You chose these situations. And at the time, you didn't care about the consequences. But now you're living with the consequences and reaping the harvest of just that choice alone. And you're looking at all the issues that you have going on, all your problems. And then you look at me, instead of looking to Jesus to help you, you look at me, or you look at somebody else who's determined to follow Jesus, and you say, y'all don't have problems. You don't go through nothing. Nothing. Well, you're right. I don't go through things like that. I don't go through things like that because I'm not trying to choose that. So you're right. I don't go through that, but it doesn't mean that I'm exempt from trials. I'm not exempt from challenges. I'm not exempt from obstacles. I'm not exempt from heartache. I'm not exempt from pain. I'm not exempt from suffering. I'm not exempt from a lot of things that people don't know about. And just not me. People who are listening. People who are following Jesus. It's things that people don't know about you. The things you have to navigate, trust God with. But somebody has the audacity to fix their mouth and say, oh, you don't go through nothing. That's a lie. That's a lie. Just following Jesus, you're going to go through something. You're going to go through some stuff. Just following Jesus, just carrying Jesus, it's not a game. And I just feel like I need to say that. So anybody who's heard a statement like that, be encouraged. Be encouraged. Don't get caught up in aim to not curse these people out. Because the Lord don't want you to curse them out. Don't curse them out, please. And I need to calm all the way down and get right back to encouraging you to live a life determined to follow Jesus as you execute endurance. So as I said earlier, Mary did it. And we can do it too. Mary took on the task to follow Jesus and carry Jesus right where she was, but that doesn't mean she didn't go through an issue, as I stated. And some Bible scholars predict that when Mary received this information, she was in her late teens. And We already know some of the other issues that she had going on, which would have been with Joseph. So here it is. Mary is told by an angel of the Lord that she's blessed and highly favored, and the Lord has a plan for her life, and she would be the mother of Jesus. And Jesus would be the one who is our Savior and will save us from our sins. Now, we know that's dynamic news, but just use your spiritual imagination. And let's say that Mary, who could have been in her late teens, engaged to Joseph, tells her mom and daddy everything that the angel told her. Now, let's say that she received a favorable response and her parents was like, okay, sounds good. But they might have thought that it would happen in the distant future. Now, this is not in scripture. We're just using our spiritual imagination. Okay? So she tells her parents about this great thing, this great plan God has for her life. Remember, she a virgin. And all of a sudden, her parents start seeing her belly grow. And they looking like, does Joseph know about this? Now let's jump to Joseph. And Mary is telling Joseph, an angel came to me and said, I'm blessed and highly favored, and I'm the chosen one to carry Jesus, and I'm pregnant with the Son of God. Now, once again, let's use our spiritual imagination. And Joseph receives this information from his girl, the one he engaged to. And she said that. And he's looking like, oh, hold up, you're a virgin. And you're telling me you're pregnant? Now, but we don't have to really imagine, because in scripture it states that Joseph was about to dip out. He was about to leave, disperse, and just be gone. But the Lord spoke to Joseph in several dreams and let him know what to do. But just in those situations alone, Mary had to execute endurance, because think about the things she had to go through as it relates to dealing with people. People not understanding the vision and the mission and the purpose God placed on the inside of her. And the shame that people probably want to put on her. But she knew what it was, and she had to just keep going. She had to endure those things. She had to endure it, because that is one of the key targeted qualities one displays when they are determined to follow Jesus Christ. As I said earlier, or I gave an example of, just imagine the stuff people were saying. Oh, look at that virgin. She says she's a virgin, but look. Or somebody could have said, look, that girl over there talking about she carrying Jesus. She carrying the Messiah, the Savior of the world. Knew something was wrong with that girl. Then she had to deal with her man about to leave her. He was considering just leaving her, just secretly. All because of the call God had on her life. But even in all of that, she executed endurance. Now, as I said earlier, those examples that I gave, that is not stated in scripture. But I'm just using an example based off what we know about what's stated in scripture, and then just our own experiences with human behavior. But the point I am trying to get across, and I think I am, is that Mary executed endurance. She pressed forward and she persevered through. And I want to, go over an encouraging point within this, is that when we go through trials, it's important for us to aim to be around people who've gone through a similar situation, so we can look at what it looks like to go through things God's way. And Mary went straight to her cousin, Elizabeth, who was the mother of John the Baptist, who was the forerunner of Jesus. So although trials and challenges appeared, Mary went to go visit her cousin Elizabeth. And this could have been very encouraging, because she had to execute endurance for what she was going through. So whenever we do go through trials and tribulations and we have to execute endurance, it's always a good idea to stay prayed up, continue reading God's word, and be around individuals who've executed endurance in some of those key areas that you're trying to achieve God-honoring success in. So back to Mary, executing endurance. She had to do this because of what was going on inside of her and outside of her. And there was no other way to go because Jesus was the only option. Additionally, Mary executed endurance when she was pregnant. If you read the scripture in Luke, the 2nd chapter and the 1st to the 7th verse, you read about Joseph, her fiance, having to travel to his hometown to be registered. So that means he had to travel from Nazareth to Bethlehem with his pregnant fiance. And she had to execute endurance through that whole process because that was around a 90-mile trip. 90. N-I-N-E-T-Y. 90-mile trip. And that was one way. So overall, it could have been 180 miles. But she left there pregnant, had Jesus, then returned. And they didn't get in a car and just drive there. See, I'm not sure if they had an animal or not. I'm not sure if they had to walk, but all I'm saying is that was a 90-mile trip, okay? And she was pregnant, and she could have been hot. All that took endurance, and I mean, I don't know what they were going through. I don't know their conversation on their way to Nazareth and back. I don't know what their conversation was. But I don't think, if I've just used my spiritual imagination, it doesn't say this in scripture, but I'm just saying, based off behavior with people and experiences that we've gone through, especially when we all are carrying Jesus in our own way and we're determined to follow him, everything's not always smiles and hugs. And even when you're with the person you love, every day is not smiles and being hugged up. Mm-mm. I mean, I don't know what they were doing every day, but I don't believe every day during that 90-mile trip there and that 90-mile trip back was always filled with roses, rainbows, and romance. I don't believe every day that they were skinning and grinning and doing the occasional seductive stare and the wink and exchanging love taps and being hugged up and kissing and walking hand in hand. I don't believe every day her head was on his chest or his shoulder as they walked in the sunset singing songs of praise and worship. No, I don't believe that. I don't think that based off just human behavior and experiences and the struggle people go through as it relates to being determined to follow Jesus Christ. And it doesn't mean that they were fighting each other. I don't believe that, but issues happen with people that we love when we're following Jesus. And as I stated earlier, I do not know what went on. I don't have the specifics. And I know they didn't get into their sports car or a plane and say, let's go ahead and go to Bethlehem and take care of this business and come back. No, they didn't do that. It was a journey they went through. And there were probably some physical storms they went through, some emotional storms, some psychological storms, some relational storms, some personal storms that they had to go through individually and collectively as they executed endurance, as they followed and carried Jesus. And I'm pretty sure this has happened to you as it did with Mary. Of course, your situation is different, but in reality, it's oh so similar. Let's say the Lord comes to you. Or he's already come to you with a vision, mission, and purpose for your life. And what the Lord revealed to you to do in your heart is totally different from anything, anyone you know who's ever gone through or accomplished. And you could have shared this information with others regarding what God is going to do in your life and how you're going to carry Jesus everywhere you go. You're excited and you hear the responses from people, but you keep the vision because you know what the Lord told you. Then you go share that vision, that mission, and that purpose that God has for your life and how you will carry Jesus for the rest of your days because you know following him is the best way. So you tell your loved one. It could be a family member, a friend, a coworker, associate, a relative, a spouse, your boo, your fiance. You share that information with them. And then you find out they're trying to secretly leave you all the way alone. What do you do when you experience something like that? We can take a page out of Mary's book because she was determined to follow Jesus. She was determined to carry Jesus. and execute endurance in the process. And that meant following him and keeping him first, whether it is staying in association with people or just leaving people alone. Following Jesus, keeping him first, is the only real option. And giving up is not an option whatsoever. And this is so encouraging. It's tough to do, but it is very encouraging. And at times it can be a real challenge to stay the course that God has planned out for us when we don't know the route we're really taking. And we don't know how we're going to reach our destined destination. And yes, at times uncertainty fills our minds and we might question, where are we going? How will this turn out? But we must make aims to follow God's word in obedience. We should execute endurance because those are key targets to implement daily. And even when things don't make sense, as I've said time and time again over the course of this podcast series, we must be determined to follow Jesus and be ready to execute endurance because the obstacles and trials will not end. But it is rewarding to know that our growth and development in Christ will increase. So be encouraged and execute endurance as you follow Jesus in the midst of the fog, in the midst of the questions, as you encounter and endure darkness, ridicule, mocking, scorn, and hate. And you can do this because several people in Scripture went through the very things that you're going through, and they came out on top, and you can come out on top too, because you're more than a conqueror. And Mary was determined to follow Jesus and execute endurance regarding God's plan for her life, no matter what individuals said about her or how they treated her. And you can too. Mary was determined to follow Jesus and execute endurance when others didn't understand the call on her life. And you can too. Mary was determined to follow Jesus and execute endurance, even if it meant losing close relationships. And you have that ability too. Mary was determined to follow Jesus and execute endurance when the direction of her life's course appeared impossible. But although it appeared impossible, she still executed endurance and did what she needed to do. And you can too. Mary was determined to follow Jesus and execute endurance when she had to travel long distances to get to her destination. And that includes successfully covering any type of physical distance, emotional distance, relational distance, or personal distance. And if Mary could do that, you can do it too. Mary was determined to follow Jesus and execute endurance despite the social stigma that could have appeared during that time, but she aimed towards the target to relentlessly follow God when things did not make sense to her. And if she did it, you already know what I'm about to say. You can too. So no matter what God is calling you to do, don't be discouraged if you don't know how everything will work out. Believe, trust, and have faith that God will reveal it to you in his time, but we must aim to exhibit faith, fortitude. We must pray and obey. We must choose God as the only option because that's all it is. He's the top option. We must follow Jesus right where we are. And most importantly, we must execute endurance daily because God will come through for us. And although things aren't clear, as I keep saying, God will fulfill the call on your life if you remain obedient and determined to follow him. And the scripture I would like to leave you with today is Romans, the 5th chapter and the 3rd through the 5th verse, which reads, "Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us." I believe you already know why I selected this scripture as an encouraging reminder for you, but let me go ahead and let you know anyway. When we go through sufferings, especially God-honoring sufferings, where God is working on us in a specific area of our lives, yes, we are blessed and highly favored, but sometimes that very call on our lives causes us to go through things where we suffer, meaning everything and everybody is not excited about what you're doing. And from that, one can undergo pain, hardship, and physical, mental, emotional, and relational distress. But there's a great thing that comes from that suffering, and that is that it produces endurance in our lives. So from the very thing that caused issues, we can now grow from. We can thrive in it, and we're able to endure the issue. So now we are built to last. We can go through issues with patience, and we remain firm in the issue, not going to the right or the left, because we understand that Jesus is the only option, so we endure. And then from that endurance, character is produced within us. So that means your personality is shaped based off of the experiences that you went through, and now your character identifies you as a distinguished person due to the things that you've gone through and the Holy One you follow. And from that character, hope is produced. So now you have an expectation that God is coming through, and with that expectation, you know the Lord is not putting you to shame as it relates to you choosing Him. So it's a win-win situation for you and me. But be encouraged. Although times are hard, obstacles are present, remember you are in the palm of God's hand. Continue to follow Jesus and carry Him everywhere you go, because you're executed. Endurance in Him is seen, and a reward is on the way. Thank you all for tuning in, and feel free to connect with me on Instagram at Encouraging You to stay in the loop on updates and other encouraging posts. And if you have a moment, visit drkenitrabryant.com, where you can download this Bible study for your individual or group devotional time. And also feel free to download the YouVersion Bible app and subscribe or begin the Determined to Follow Jesus Bible plan. And you can start to engage in that Bible study with your friends, your group mates, your classmates, individually or collectively with people you know. But aim to begin making time for God daily, even if you have to start off with 10 to 15 minutes a day. And aim to take time and increase that time as you develop a strong relational bond with Jesus Christ. All right. Enjoy your day, everyone. Peace and God bless.